Driving Change is a scheme instituted by the George Institute for Global Health. I'm going to speak to Professor Rebecca Ivers, Director of Injury with the George Institute and a Professor of Public Health at the University of Sydney, about the scheme. Good morning, Rebecca.
Hello, how are you?
Very well. Now, the George Institute is involved in an important program, Driving Change, it's called, isn't it? It's aimed at Aboriginal youth and also Torres Strait Islanders and try and get them driving licences?
That's right. It's a licensing support program for young Aboriginal people across New South Wales. Really important program, and it really helps young people get through the licensing system and, you know, get a licence and then get out into the community and get jobs and get to education and so on.
So what's the background of it, Rebecca, as far as why did it come into being? Why do people think it's necessary?
Well, in Australia now, we have really tough licensing laws. So to improve safety on the road, we make it difficult for people to get a driver's license. And that's great for road safety, and it definitely is beneficial. But what that means is that it can be very tough for people to get into the licensing system. Now, we know having a license is really important for getting around, particularly for people that live, you know, if you live out in the suburbs of Sydney or in any regional town or remote area of Australia, if you don't have a driver's license, it's very hard to actually be independent and, you know, to get a job and get to school. Licensing is really critical. Now, there's a whole lot of barriers to driver licensing. We've done quite a lot of research that shows that, there's many things that can stop you from getting a license. That might be that you can't get your birth certificate, you can't prove who you are, you can't afford the fees, you can't find someone to teach you to drive, you don't have a car to learn to drive in, or you might have unpaid debt, and that bars you from the licensing system. So there's a whole lot of things that stop people from getting into the system. So this program's really about addressing all of those things and helping people, you know, get on the road.
Now, I think for people who are interstate who hear this program, and also for people in New Zealand, in New South Wales, you've got to log at least 120 hours of driving time before you can qualify for your P1 licence. So that can be difficult in its own right, can't it?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Because that means you need to have someone who's got a full licence to teach you to drive. And it means you've got to have a car, a registered car. And for many people, that's actually really tricky. If you've moved out of home, if you're not living with mum and dad, or you don't have anyone around you that can help you to learn to drive, that can be just something that's, you know, completely insurmountable. You can't get past that.
Yeah, it is. And now, what group of people is this the scheme aimed at mainly?
Well, it's a program that's aimed at young Aboriginal people in New South Wales. So we are looking at 17 to 24 year olds, but we also assist people outside of that age range if they need assistance.
It's very important that's done. And so far, you've got a certain number of test schemes running. Do you have to expand that to statewide?
At the moment, we have got 9 sites that are running, and we've got 3 more that are just starting up at the moment. So they're all across New South Wales, ranging from Redfern, Griffith, Shell Harbour. We've got one in Raven Terrace, Taree, Wagga, Griffith, Dubbo, Dareton, Condobolin. So, you know, we're really ranging across New South Wales, and we're just about to start up in Kempsey and also another couple of sites in Western Sydney in Mount Druitt and Campbelltown.
Now, Rebecca, I know one of the things you need to have this scheme a success is you need people to help you, and you need mentors to act as people to travel with these learner drivers. So if people want to get involved in this, how do they do so?
Well, basically, they just need to sign up as mentors, and we offer people training. So, and we want people from within the Aboriginal community and outside the Aboriginal community to sign up as volunteers. These are people that can sit in the car, who are happy to sit in the car with young people and just supervise their driving practice during that learner licence period. You don't need to be an expert driver. You don't need to have, you don't need to be a professional driving instructor. You don't even really need to have any experience because we provide training. We cover the costs of any checks that need to be done. And also we provide access to a car. So at each of these sites, we have cars. We just need people who are happy to give up a bit of their time every week or every second week to sit in the car with someone as they practice. Now, people can have a look at our website. It's at www.drivingchange.com.au, or we've got a 1-800 number, and the number for that is 1-800-754-750. And so people can ring and leave a message on that, and we'll give you a call back and let you know about which sites need assistance and how you can sign up for that.
Rebecca, thank you very much for your time, and I hope the scheme goes very, very well, because it certainly is a scheme that's needed. And as you said earlier, it's quite hard to get a driving licence in New South Wales because of the limitations and the costs, so that's all the better. Thank you again, Rebecca.
Great. Thanks very much, Chris.